Hachette Audio presents Living with No Excuses, The Remarkable Rebirth of an American Soldier. Written and read by Noah Galloway.
For Colson, Jack, and Ryan, my children who are the center of my universe. Part 1. Survival. Chapter 1. Alive. December 2005. These bombs are so hot that your bones will actually fuse together, someone said. I couldn't make out who said it, but at least I thought I heard it. I couldn't open my mouth. Panic surged through my body, as I feared my jaw was fused shut from the explosion. I tried and tried to open my mouth, and then I felt someone place an object in my hand, and I heard, "If you're in pain, press this button." My eyes popped open. It was a nightmare, just a bad dream. But as my eyes darted around the room, I suddenly realized I didn't know where I was. Gone was the hot desert sun, the swirling mix of dirt and sand, and comrades all around in camo. The sounds of war had been replaced with the faint sound of children's voices singing Christmas carols. Suddenly I was aware of severe pain that pulsed throughout every inch of my body. I remembered the device in my hand. I assumed it was a morphine drip. I pressed the button over and over again, but there was no relief from the unbearable pain. Then the door room swung open. In walked a man, a nurse, looking really annoyed. "We've got kids out here singing Christmas carols for us because we're away from our families and you're being rude," he said. Turns out I'd moved my finger from the morphine button to the nurse's call button. "Are you kidding me?" I thought. I couldn't respond because I couldn't open my mouth. He knew that as he stood there smugly. I glared back at him and saw his name on the plastic tag attached to the pocket on his scrubs. I can't remember his name now, but at the time I repeated his name over and over again in my head. I let the pain engulf me as his name became a steady beat like a drum, and the angry rhythm in my head lulled me back to a deep, drugged sleep. When I came to again, the nurse was gone. My focus was hazy at best, but in his place I saw a doctor and I heard him say, "I'll take care of this one." And he stayed with me until three flight nurses arrived in Air Force uniforms. I remember the uniforms, and I remember how nice they were to me. I was carefully moved from my bed to a gurney and wheeled outside and onto an ambulance truck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?